This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It has been, as you know, more than a week now since the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Much of the ensuing violence has been confined to a couple of areas in town, but those areas are feeling it. Businesses have been looted and burned. Owners have boarded up windows and doors, and customers are staying away, which means a business doesn't really have to be in the line of fire to get hit. Marketplace's Noel King starts us off today.
The last thing that Corey Nixon Clark needs to worry about right now is looting.
We're standing outside of the back door of your business. What do you see?
That's like a tank truck with police officers in there laying down doing something.
What does the front entrance look like?
A lot worse. There are many police cars. There's a helicopter in the front, two helicopters in the front, porta potties, police officers, you name it, it's there.
Nixon Clark owns Swish Bar and Grill. He started it with 401k money and his savings after working for Wells Fargo for 10 years. The bar is tucked into one corner of a large suburban mall in the town of Jennings, just up the road from where the Ferguson protests turned violent. About a week ago, he and his wife got a call from the property owner, who told him that the bar's parking lot was being turned into a police command center.
I've seen St. Louis County, I've seen St. Louis City, I've seen state troopers, I've seen some FBI. I think pretty much every department of the police department has been here.
Nixon Clark's sister, Andra Crawford, who's keeping him company in the silent, empty bar tonight, can barely believe the kind of stuff she's seeing.
I got pictures. Look, if you see here, you see the pictures of the tanks and stuff like that. And then this is the parking lot. You can see the helicopter back here if I blow it up for you.
Nobody's been able to tell Nixon Clark why his little business, with its two-for-one happy hour and famous strawberry chicken wings, was chosen and not, say, Target or the Big Schnucks grocery store or any of the other big chain stores in the same mall. Their parking lots are at least partially accessible.
Those guys are able to open at some point during the day. I'm not able to open at all. So at least they're able to get some type of revenue coming in.
Nixon Clark estimates he's lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 in the past week. He admits there is insurance that would cover this, riot insurance, but he didn't buy it. He thought, really, when was the last time there was a riot in Jennings, Missouri?
Hi, sir. Highway Patrol. Okay, sorry, where are they?
The officers outside Swish don't know why this part of the parking lot was chosen either. Sergeant Al Notham of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the answer is above his pay grade. But as a solution, he says, maybe people could just park somewhere else and walk over.
I think if I was wanting to go out, I might be a little intimidated by all the police presence here to go into a bar. Some people may not be. Obviously, there's people in there. I can see them in there. So, but
his sister and his cousin, they're not paying customers.
Notham says he's sympathetic. He hates to see a small business owner losing money. But the police plan to stay until things get better.
There's not one of us here that want to be here any longer than we need to. We want things to settle down. We want the citizens of Ferguson to know that we're doing the best we can and that we're looking for a good resolution to this whole thing here.
But so far, there has been no resolution. Last night was one of the worst nights in Ferguson so far. The National Guard is being sent in, and Corey Nixon Clark has just found out they're going to be using his parking lot, too. In Ferguson, Missouri, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.